Here's Tom Ezern with this week's Plainsfolk essay.
Christmas Eve, 2015. On the Montana High Line, somewhere near Glasgow, in a one-room school called Willow Bend. Miss Miller had prepared her pupils well, and the local correspondent declared their program a success. Then there was the ringer, a quartet of bachelor homesteaders, the Willow Creek Quartet, comprising Will Lloyd, bass, Raymond Sullivan, baritone, James Lloyd, tenor, and L.O. Carter. Lorenzo Otis Carter, that is. The absence of a park designation with his listing indicates he was the lead singer. And what did the Willow Creek Quartet sing? Country correspondents in those days gave full coverage to local school events, and so the Glasgow Courier printed full text, but no title. Oh, the hinges are of leather, and the windows have no glass. The dirt roof lets the howling blizzard in. We can see the hungry bachelor a-coming down the trail for his supper in our cabin on the plain. I know this song. It's the Anthem of the Plains, Little Old Sod Shanty on the Claim, a song that originated in 1881 in Smith County, Kansas. The original text was by a printer, Frank E. Jerome. It circulated to find new life in many settler localities, especially in the Jim River Valley of Dakota Territory. The song returned to Kansas, from which it erupted to anywhere on the plains the settler sod house experience transpired, including Montana, 1915. And the song underwent localization and imaginative adaptation. In this case, the traditional hungry coyote lurking around the shack becomes a hungry bachelor. But the ballad tradition on the plains goes beyond just tinkering with folk poetry. It also includes bachelor homesteaders able to generate and sing four-part harmony on a song for which no sheet music existed. This is exponential folk life. The linchpin of the ensemble was Carter, a widower with two boys, holding down a claim, which he would prove up in 1916, and earning a press reputation as one of the most prominent farmers in the Willow Creek district. He was in the papers a lot, clearing rock from his claim, hiring a steam rig for breaking, stacking hay, hauling wood, taking off heavy crops of wheat and flax, and making himself beloved by good works. For instance, in May 1915, the local physician, Dr. Pease, was in a dither how to replace his barn, which had burned, when there appeared in his farmyard a convoy of eight men and teams assembled from all directions, their wagon frames burdened with enough logs for a new barn. There was Carter among them. He was, in popular estimation, something of a ladies' man, too. He was mentioned in association with a previous schoolteacher, and at the time of the quartet's debut, he was known to be chauffeuring Miss Miller to the schoolhouse along with his boys. Just before Christmas 1915, the Lloyd boys had got up a rabbit hunt involving Carter and about 40 men, with an oyster feed following. They took home rabbits for home consumption, leading to the opening lines of the quartet's ballad. We're happy as a clam on our claim from Uncle Sam, though the rabbit is not always fried the best. Well, I reckon not, because you can't fry white-tailed jackrabbit. You better stew it. Thus the men recognized the deficiency of women's skills in their homestead lives.
Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU. You can find his Plainsfolk essays and all of our podcasts at prairiepublic.org.